D-Boy West Coast Uncensored here back at you at Spotify. Yay. Yeah, it's called Get After a Day. We call it Thursday, Thursday. Here we are as we go into the last part of August. And I just really wanted to talk about just reconnecting. I've did a lot of stuff on YouTube recently, and I just find it, for me, very difficult to upload here. On YouTube, you can't straight do it. So it's a process of me going through my computer, my laptop, and doing it. It takes too long to upload, so I thought I'd just go right to the source today, because I had made a lot of stuff. So catch my stuff on YouTube too, my updated stuff. I want to do an updated stuff that's fresh off out of the oven. It's called the Ever Ready Bread. It's called Made Some Bread. This is right out of the oven. Right out of the oven, baby boys, baby girls. It's right off the oven. You know, this is about going to the next level. It's about the tools that you have to awaken yourself, to make adjustments on the fly. This is tools for them who are adjusting themselves, who operate, you know, when the awareness. We've really been talking about how your awareness is tools. So this one's going to be a little different. We're going to do today about the awakening the sleeping disconnected giant within. Again, awakening the sleeping disconnected giant within. Let's hit this, and we're going to hit it hard. We call it D-Boy West Coast Uncensored because we're tired of the censorship, and we can go uncensored. I don't play, you know, I'm going to be honest, it's not time to play games. Those who know, know. It's a very, very, every waning moment and every waning day. It's times are going on where we see a lot of stuff that's just gosh darn ridiculous. But within is all your power. And you got to focus within. Your inner self is what many texts from the past, historical texts from all types of different communities, from Gnostics to all past stuff, as we've talked about religious texts, stuff from the past, was always the line of truth that was in all these metaphorical teachings, was that this, the doggone whole enchilada is within. The kingdom of God's within. Hinduism, ancient India, proverb. The people wandered so far outside of themselves. Guess what they did? They forgot their way home. Again, talking about forgot their within. Forgot their within. Egypt, which is Kemet, know thyself. Meaning get to know yourself very, very well. And this is really what we're about, making adjustments on the flies. So the sleeping giant within is awaking your intuition. So what I've been really doing is, through my meditation practices, is just really hammering, doing them with bathing in frequencies. That's what I call it, bathing in tuning fork frequencies. And you may even, if it's heard here slightly, it's on right now in my house. Yes, it is. I just got through with doing it here. And we're 5:52 West Coast time. I started about 4:35. Doing it, been consistently doing it. Just connecting with different frequencies. Vibration and frequencies, energies. Really the enchilada. It's the universe. It's the connection. It's what you are. It's what it is. And that's even how you wake up, upload, and rise your frequency and vibration, is by knowing these aspects of yourself. That's why Windows 98 can't upload 223. That's why you see many can't upload or understand the things that you know. See, and this is what I'm going to talk about. I said a key word right now is see, not necessarily always with your physical eyes, and actually it's not at all. Not saying it's not needed, but this level of what I'm talking about is a whole different popping an eyesight, baby boys, baby girls. So what I'm talking about is getting it, doing it to it. So what I'm talking about is raising the frequency or waking the sleeping giant within you. It's been unplugged. It's been that. And that sleeping giant within you is your intuition. Once again, it's your intuition. Silenced. It's been silenced. It's been put to beddy by. Sleeping. Programming. And all that is put it to sleep. Facts and facts and facts. Been put to sleep. Wake it up. Wake it up. It is your measuring stick. If you listen to watch any of the videos I have made, I talked about the experience I had about finding at a function, an outdoor function in a city nearby, one of the people we knew, daughter was missing, name shall be nameless to protect the innocent. We're not dragging the net here, though. Too much of that dragon net's been going on too long. But what I'm saying is, and if you don't get that, Dragnet was a show, I'm a little older, show back in the 60s, I believe, touched early 70s, and may have not, as I reflect back, it may have not touched in too much in the 70s, but it was on in the later, middle to later 60s. But anyways, so what happened was, through the process, I went in and I checked her out, knew her, knew the little girl. They were little girl that came up, and she just took off from the group, and then she was missing. Nobody had seen her with a naked eye. Everybody got emotional and went different places. I didn't. I quickly referred to calming, and quickly referred into asking myself within, to intuition, activate my GPS, lead me to her, because I noticed when I was with them and kind of following myself, my intuition said, nope, wrong way. She, they're all going the wrong way. And I recognized they were in emotion, they were in a fear, and they were frazzled, and they were just moving without direction. I referred to myself, my intuition activated and led me, said, go this way, make a left, go over here, boom, boom, boom. There she came running through a different area, 5-year-old girl, and I seen her, asked her to come to me. She knew me, told her mom was looking for her, put my hand out. She grabbed my hand, held my hand. I took her back to her family, to her mom, and to the group. Why I'm saying that is activation and intuition is needed more from them who are awakening to start trusting yourself in a way that you never trusted yourself. The self-doubt, the lack of confidence. Even how many times have you told yourself, I should have trusted my gut, and my gut told me? And many of us, it's been multiple times you've said that to yourself. And this is the day you start trusting it, and you start activating it in a more powerful way. Because this is the sleeping giant within that needs to be activated. The reason I brought up that experience, I'm going to refer back, go watch the whole video. I'm not going to just stay in this place, but this is about the sleeping giant, is that you need to see that there's a time, this frequency and vibration in this time slot that you're in. Those who hear will understand what I'm saying, that it's needed to give you direction, timing, and knowing. Direction, timing, and knowing what to do in instances of certain things, especially in this time, because this is raising. We had the Schumann residence Father's Day, right? Do you guys know that? I hope you do. If you don't, the Schumann residence, which is the heartbeat vibration of the earth raised, with a lot that's going on in this time, stuff's happening. But there's also stuff happening on the other side, within, with you, with the connection. So it's time. So I would suggest putting an eye on your diet, abstaining, taking some time away from food, learn to breathe, breathing with meditation. And I'm going to tell you what, hit the frequency vibrational meditations. If you got tuning forks, use them, share it, tell people about it. If you can, you can go into any, you can get an app with them, you can go to YouTube with them, you can find them, you get the solfeggio, hit solfeggio frequencies, hit the Schumann resonance frequencies are both there. Start meditating with these frequencies, harmonizing with these frequencies. As I've said before in the past, we have a vibration and frequency. Even learning your own is getting earplugs, putting them in your ears, and hearing your vibration within yourself. Hear you vibrate. We are so much distracted with the outside volleyball game to keep us outside ourselves. That's why news is 24/7. Just everything thrown at us like paper wads and seeing what sticks. Take and render yourself unto yourself, your voyage within. Activate yourself. Next level stuff needed to ride the ride. I'm telling you, this is a very, very big time in our lives. You need it. It's time to do it. It's not time to keep playing the outside game and putting things off. It's time to act. If you go listen to my videos, I've been talking about activating the different aspects of yourself. The disciplinarian within. Connect with gratitude. It's a portal. Gratitude, appreciation. Start practicing that. If you're a bah humbug person, you really got to jump on it double for your treble to break that frequency of the low vibration of doubt, unbelief, and rejection. And start acceptance within yourself, getting rid of those things. Watching how vibrant you being aware, activate your awareness. This, you know, I've talked about that many times. Even had it talking about using your tools here at West Coast Uncensored. D-Boy, using your tools. This has gone longer than I usually do, so I'm gonna stop here. But this was awaking the sleeping giant within, and you all have it. You all have it, but you gotta awaken it. D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored.